Okay, we're live.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the study session of the University City City Council to order at 6 o'clock on January the 10th. Before I turn the agenda over to the city manager, you also have before you the agenda for the regular session that begins at 6:30. Are there any proposed changes to the regular agenda at this time? Mr. Rose.
Mayor, I had one proposed change. That is to remove agenda item J3 from the consent agenda to the first item under the city manager's report.
Thank you. Anything else? Hearing nothing else, Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this item asks that you receive a presentation from Police Chief Hampton and Captain Lemons on the gunshot detection D5 system. And I will turn it over to Chief Hampton.
Good evening. Good evening, Honorable Mayor, members of the council, Mr. Rose and Ms. Reese, as well as Mr. Mulligan. Today we'll come before you to give you an update and a report on the University City gunshot detection systems that we have in place here in University City. First, can everyone hear me fine? Okay. And with this presentation, I'm going to actually turn it over to Captain Frederick Lemons. He's been spearheading this charge towards this gunshot detection, and he's been keeping up with the tally of all the data and analytics with the results of that. So at this time, I'd like to turn that report over to Captain Frederick Lemons, and he can give you an update on that.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor Crow, members of the City Council, Mr. Rose. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to present the data and the information regarding the University City gunshot detection system. Am I able to share my screen?
Yes, you should be.
Yes, you should.
The gunshot detection system, we begin to look into ways to combat crime in within the University City, and the police department wanted to utilize technology to combat several areas that had an increase in calls for shots fired. There's a long-term effect in regards to gun violence among the communities, not just in our area, but nationwide. So to do that, in 2019, the police department wanted to utilize technology to look at ways where we can lower incidents of violence. And several of the ways was the license plate reader technology, live streaming cameras, and then a standalone gunshot detection system. We looked into several different vendors, including ShotSpotter and V5 and a couple of other vendors that were out of state. We tested some vendors and we came and presented in January of 2020 that the V5 gunshot detection system would be beneficial for the needs of the University City Police Department. Gunshot detection software, basically it has the ability to protect patrol officers and gives us an increased tactical awareness. It's able to pinpoint specific locations where gunshots may have been fired. There were a lot of challenges when we were coming up with finding the right system that would meet our needs. And some of those were, there were studies conducted that saying that there was high false positives, especially in the early gunshot detection software, where the gunshot detection software could not determine the difference between fireworks, a loud bang, or gunshots. Also, just gunshot detection sensors over a large area. It usually would go from a quarter mile to a half mile to a mile, and you would have to pay per quarter mile, half mile, or mile. And the cost of that was astronomical. At the time when we were first researching the gunshot detection software, for 1 mile, it was about $250,000 a year through ShotSpotter. And then there was the amount of time that it would take to get a system up and going, sometimes receiving permissions and to having to trench to get the technology placed in certain areas that did not have Wi-Fi. That cost would have been very difficult for the police department. So with taking all of these things into consideration, we presented to the council, to the city manager, testing the V5 acute acoustic gunshot detection system. V5 was stationed out of California. It was founded in 2014, and actually one of their representatives is a University City resident. The way the gunshot detection software works is basically it triangulates the location of the gunshots by using acoustic sensors that are placed in strategic locations. It has a multi-sensor approach, but the most fascinating and the most beneficial part of it is that it gives you real-time information. There is no long-term delay. There is no 2, 3, 5, 6 minute delay, but we can get notified within seconds. Another benefit is that since it is AI software, artificial intelligence software, it is constantly learning and it's constantly running. So it is able to differentiate between fireworks, between a loud noise. And we thought that that would be very, very beneficial for our needs. But one of the main selling points is that the system through V5, you're able to move it to multiple locations because the sensors are powered through solar panels. And because they are powered through solar panels, it makes them more mobile. The way that notifications occur is that the acoustic sensors receive the information, then it's sent to their dispatch center. But simultaneously, members of the police department are able to receive text messages, email, and then after learning, the center is able to then call dispatch and verify that there was a call. We chose a specific location that received the most calls for shots fired in 2019, and that was in the northeastern section of Ward Number 3. So the sensors were placed where between a quarter mile radius in the northeastern section of Ward 3. Within that time frame, from evaluating from May 31st of 2020, which was the full implementation time with all of the sensors and everything put into place, we had 208 calls for shots fired. Out of those 208 calls for shots fired, we received 71 V5 detection calls. In correspondence with that, we had 55 citizens call within that V5 detection area. Out of all of that, those 71 V5 detections, it resulted in 3 arrests, and we had an average response time of 1.9 minutes, which is about a minute faster than our regular dispatch response times. Our evaluation of the V5 gunshot detection system, it was highly accurate. It was able to pinpoint sometimes several locations within 2, 3, 4 meters. It was highly accurate. It was self-powered because of the solar panels, and it was also portable. Another feature is that we own the actual equipment. We don't own the software, but we own the actual equipment. It did save money because in 2019, 2020, SpotShotter and several other gunshot detection software companies, once again, for a mile was about $250,000. Now, of course, there were some cons. At the time, the technology did not have the ability to link the gunshot detection with local cameras, which were in the area. As technology has increased, several other gunshot detection software companies have come into existence, and they're able to bring together gunshot detection as well as standalone cameras where they work in conjunction with each other. So if there is a call for shots fired, the cameras in the area then activate and look for movement within that area. With V5, we did have some service outages and we did have some technical support issues because they were out of state. A couple of times they had to fly someone in to fix a certain issue, and that did take some time. Since August of 2021, they have been under an acquisition. The company itself is under an acquisition and is in the process of being acquired by an outside firm. That has really limited our use due to the lack of the employees on staff. But we do want to say that in regards to the gunshot detection software in itself, we did find it useful. We did find it useful in helping to increase and lower our response times to incidents, also in locating evidence, which can then be utilized later on after it is analyzed. I'll give you an example that if we pick up shell casings from a specific location, those shell casings are then taken to the St. Louis County lab, entered into a system. Those shell casings can then possibly, we can receive a hit later on indicating that the same weapon that fired the shell casings in University City is a same weapon that fired shell casings in another jurisdiction or even in our own jurisdiction. So in conclusion, we did find that the gunshot detection software was a benefit for the police department. It is a good tool to utilize to help in our response time and locating evidence. I'm here to answer any questions.
Does anyone, Chief, you or the city manager have anything to say before you open it up?
No, I just opened myself up as well as Captain Lemons. We're here to answer any questions that any of the council members, city officials, Mr. Rhodes, or yourself may have, sir.
Mayor, the only comment that I would make is that I think that our intention is to move more towards the use of technology as it relates to policing. One of the challenges that just nationally all the police departments are facing is trying to bring people on board and get them interested in policing as a profession. So I think Chief Hampton can share with you the vacancies that currently exist. So the technology that we use, I believe, helps keep our existing police officers safer. And it also long-term will help minimize the number of officers that will be needed in order to effectively perform the policing functions. And with that, I turn it over to you, Mayor.
Are there questions from members of council to Mr. Lemons or Mr. Hampton? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Thank you, Chief Hampton, Captain Lemons, for the presentation. So, and this may have been in the presentation, I could have missed it. What is the cost for this system? I know we were in a trial period, but what is?
It was approximately about $75,000.
Councilmember Clay, I can tell you that's a fraction of the cost that would have cost us with other systems. Being one of the biggest hurdles that you have to overcome with any of these systems is the power source within the field. With this being solar powered, that sets it off and alone. The shot spotter, which is a more evasive and more expensive equipment, they're literally powering into Ameren poles, UE poles. So literally that power source has to be met within the city needs. So that's another cost of that aspect. As well as the fact that you can only have, you can use as small as a quarter of a mile with this company, whereas other companies you have to purchase the full size of your city length or at least a 5 mile radius.
So in this would, $75,000 would be the cost if we continued with them, they wouldn't go up. That wasn't like an introductory offer.
For a 2-year subscription, it's $13,750 per year if we were to continue to move forward with this particular company.
And would you be thinking that it would cover the same geography, or would that be expanded, or?
That council member, that kind of depends on the cost for service. That kind of depends on our volume, the quantity that we receive. That, like I said, we had with this equipment and this vendor that was chosen, we're not stuck into one particular zone, one particular area. It's not something that can occur overnight, but if we see that the statistics are starting to shift towards another zone, another quarter, another area, then this equipment can be relocated.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple more questions. The three arrests that resulted from this, can you say anything about the nature of those arrests? Did we arrest the people who actually fired the shot and were responsible for whatever activity took place?
Yes, sir. One was actually a homicide arrest where the system picked up the actual shots. The other two, the subjects, it pointed to the direction of where the shots were fired. And one of the subjects in the particular incident admitted to shooting the weapon. And the other one, it was at a particular address.
Okay. And in terms of Captain Lemon, you gave an example of collecting shell casings from an area which a gun had been discharged. Has that actually happened with us? Have we been able to do it, or was that an example of something that could happen?
It has not happened with any of the incidents involving V5, but it does occur quite often throughout the year. So incidents like that do occur quite often.
It occurs with natural investigation process. It's not something that we would collect evidence of that nature and just sit on a shelf. That's something that we would try to have tested to see if that does, specifically weapons. Weapons are okay. That's one reason why the laws on weapons are very important to us and to law enforcement structures in general, to where if we have a reason to seize a weapon, that is also an opportunity to have that weapon tested within your laboratory to compare to open cases that are out in the area, in the region, in the country.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Sort of picking up where Councilmember Clay left off, of the three arrests, were some of them, all of them, none of them attributable to the V5 data?
Yeah, all the V5 data helped with all three. Okay. I mean, we were able to get an actual time that a homicide occurred, that the shots were fired, and able to locate those shell casings. In the other two, suspects were located and arrested.
Great, thank you. And then you mentioned the acquisition of V5. Do you have any indication what the future of V5 is? And then secondly, with the subscription service, you indicated that there's been a bit of a hiccup during that process, and I don't know if it hasn't been usable, but if there's been an interruption in service, are we paying for the full thing if it's not usable, and do you anticipate it being usable, and what is the future as far as the software goes?
We have been in talks and negotiations with V5 and their representatives all the way up to like their regional vice president. They are at the final stages of their acquisition, and they're hoping that the contract and the company will be fully acquired, hopefully by the end of this month. Since we've had interruption in service since August, they said that they will somehow compensate us for the time that we weren't fully able to utilize the system from August until January.
Okay. Councilmember, and the name of the company that is acquiring V5 is called EdgeTech. EdgeTech is a much larger entity, and they have acquired the now it's just a matter of bringing on all of the engineers and the employees that were within V5 with their fold and under their umbrella. So that is the talks that we're having with EdgeTech and the representatives that still represent V5, but now under a different umbrella.
Okay, my last question was in the very beginning of the presentation about the notification process. You get real-time data information. How does that work? Is that when you get that notification, is that actionable information? What is the process from when whomever gets the notification to, I suppose, the rest of the department or people on duty?
Supervisors get that notification instantaneously. And then they start putting out the information to the officers within the area so the officers can start heading that way. V5, their center, their dispatch center will then call our dispatch center, letting them know that shots were fired in a certain area, and then our dispatchers will then dispatch the call out. So while dispatchers are dispatching the call out, the officers are already en route to that area.
Thank you.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. And I know that we're running out of time, but just very quickly, I do want to ask Chief Hampton and Captain Lemons, and again, thank you for the presentation. But very quickly, with the incidents, the three incidents that that occurred, do you think that V5, wouldn't you have probably solved those anyway? I mean, one was a murder. I mean, what input did V5, what role did V5 play? Because wouldn't you probably have solved that anyway under normal circumstances? It is one of my questions. But the other part of this is, and I'll end it with this, you saying that this is going to lower incidents of violence, and I'm trying to understand how this is going to lower incidents of violence. Again, it's just a detection system. So if you can answer a couple of those questions, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Captain Lemons, I'll let you start.
Yes, sir. In those particular cases with the homicide, we absolutely would have solved that case. But what it did, just like any other tool, it helps us to bring that case to a conclusion where we're able to locate a specific location where it occurred, which brings us to the evidence. It helps us detectives en route there to say, hey, we got a hit over here. Let's check here. And there is a location of these shell casings. In the other two incidents, especially in one of them, it was V5 that basically pointed to a particular house where it came from, where if the gunshot detection system was not in effect, then we would not have known that these shots came from this particular location. Basically, it does help accelerate the process, and it helps us as investigators, as officers, also go into a scene safely where we may receive a call for shots fired. But if we know and we're able to actually hear and play back and say, hey, that's multiple shells, multiple calls, multiple shots being fired from a high-powered rifle, that is beneficial, especially in regards to officer safety.
And our council member, the only thing I would add to that, anytime that you can reduce your response time, you have already increased the likelihood of solving a case and solving a crime. So the prevention status of that is a domino effect or boomerang effect to where now citizens or suspects, perpetrators, have an understanding that if I commit a crime within this area, within University City, they're responding so quickly. We don't have a 10-minute response time like NYPD or even something of a larger nature. And I'll just use that as an example. With that 1.9 average response time, that's very impressive to getting to a scene, even though this may be a smaller community compared to an NYPD or a LAPD. So I just wanted to throw that out there about the response and the use of this tool.
Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll try to be quick. The 208 number of calls for shots fired, is that out of that same geographic region, or is that bigger, or do we know?
That was citywide, sir.
Citywide.
So that's citywide. So so even if you look at the percentage of that, if that's the calls for shots fired, the V5 program was picking up over a third of the citywide, but there's a good chance that many of those shots fired might not even, some of them might not even been in the city, in University City. They could have been neighboring. And that's one of the difficulties in investigating these. Am I correct that when someone calls in, it could have been a sound that bounced off of buildings? Maybe that does this cut that down?
Yes, sir. Many of these calls, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, resulted in indicating that it occurred outside of our jurisdiction. Because if it's unable to triangulate a particular location, it gives a direction. So some of those calls of service that we received for shots fired and they were coded, it's because they operated, it happened, occurred outside of our jurisdiction. We were able to get a direction and say, this is north. And since it's on the border, we're able to say, well, that's outside of our jurisdiction.
And an example of that, council member, is and I've stated this a couple times before, as far as I tell citizens that I can stand in Heman Park and you can actually hear gunshots being fired from the whole amount of tracks. And this time of season, with the leaves off of the trees, the reverbing and the bouncing off of trees, houses, buildings, as such, that gives you an example of how far that sound can travel. So specifically, we may get a call for shots fired, and we know, okay, we've checked in with communications and our neighboring departments, and yes, they're responding in their area, and we have no other calls for service in our area reference to verify that occurred in University City.
Can your department use that data that then corresponds with locations outside of U City to help create communications so that our residents might better understand that situation? Because a lot of times what we hear from our residents, and we see it on social media, is I heard shots. And they assume because they heard it's happening in their neighborhoods. And maybe this would help them to understand how it is actually, maybe that some of our programs are decreasing shots actually occurring in our community as opposed to next door in other areas. Is that a function of the data you obtained through the program?
Yes, sir.
That's good. Thank you.
The other thing I would add on the council members, that a lot of times we're not privy to those postings. So we really get, like, that's part of the next door and the Facebook setting. They don't allow us to actually view that. So we don't know when we need to respond, other than sometimes when we're getting prompted by or a phone call. It may take a phone call or an email to the police department officials itself. And then, yes, those are questions that we can definitely ask. But anything of significance, importance, we do try to run that up the chain and make sure that you all are fully aware that, okay, this may have occurred in our jurisdiction. And this is the investigation that's going along with that.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Anything else, Mr. Rose?
Mayor, if I could just share that my intention is to pick this up during an all-day work session with you. I'll be working with Chief Hampton to get a better understanding of their evaluation of the existing V5 system, and then make a recommendation to you all as to whether we should look at the potential expansion of the system. We selected a particular area because that was the area where we had received, I believe, the most calls in the past to gauge the effectiveness of it. But what I'm hearing is, though, that it may be beneficial for the city from a perspective of solving cases, as well as making sure that we place our officers in the safest position that we can.
To everyone, Chief Hampton, Captain Lemons, thank you very much for your report. We appreciate it, as I know my colleagues do. Thank you for keeping us safe during these challenging times. And we will adjourn this study session. And immediately, whenever Michael is ready, we will start the regular session. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.